Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of r/entitledparents is dedicated to hashtag Team Seas, a campaign started by Mr. Beast and Mark Rober, aiming to remove as much waste as possible from our oceans, rivers, and beaches. Because of this, all the stories in today's episode will be about entitled parents and kids littering in one way or another, and everyone else obviously just getting very annoyed at them. I'll tell you all about how you can personally get involved with hashtag Team Seas after today's first story. They pay people to do that. I, a 40-year-old woman, was an assistant manager at a movie theatre back in the day, when Cars was first released. Not sure if this is still a rule now, but Disney required all theatres showing their movies to offer 5 showings a day. Now, since this was a 2-hour movie, we got literally 5 minutes between seatings to clean up between shows. I was hustling in to help the crew before we had to allow seating, and I came up, with broom and dustpan in hand, upon a Karen and her child. Her kid had picked up his snack box and drink cup and was carrying it to the trash can. She tittered and said, "Oh no, sweetie, they pay people to pick that up for you. Put it down." The kid proceeded to squeal with glee and throw the box, full of popcorn and half-consumed soda, at my feet, where it exploded everywhere. She laughed and waved her hand in my face as if it excused the action, then took his hand and tried to walk past me. I stepped in her way and said, "You pick that up." She cackled and waved her hand again, trying to pull her kid up the aisle. I stepped in front of her again and said, "I said, pick that up." She kept grinning and chuckling like it was a freaking joke. I had the kid's soda dripping down my legs and soaking my shoes. I didn't budge. She demanded to speak to my manager. I informed her that he was a bigger butthole than I was, and she wouldn't get anywhere with him before kneeling down to the toddler's level, looking him dead in the eye, and saying, "Don't let your mum turn you into a butthole." She screeched for my manager, who, by the way, is my best friend, who laughed in her face, told her to stop littering, and asked her if she'd behave any differently if someone behaved the same way in her house, and to get the frick out of our theatre. She left the theatre, screaming at the top of her lungs that she would never come back and would tell all her friends to never come back either. We shouted, "Awesome, thank you." She was back literally the next day because she wanted free childcare while she went shopping with her friends. She didn't realize our staff worked pretty much 7 days a week. We had to call the police because we had 8 abandoned children, ages 4 to 13, and were locking up for the night at 2 a.m. Honestly, I don't know why I'm surprised by the levels of entitlement that I still see in this subreddit every single day, but wow, your kid is about to put something in the bin and you say, "No, that's not your job. Chuck it on the floor instead." Unbelievable. Now, before we move on to today's second story, first of all, let me tell you about the whole point of this video, hashtag Team Seas. Now, I'm sure the majority of you guys know what this campaign is all about already, but to put it simply, for every $1 donated, that means that £1 of waste will be removed from oceans, rivers, and beaches. Now, as you can see on screen, I've already donated a little bit of money myself. That's hopefully going to clear £50 worth of waste, which, by the way, that's a lot of waste. And I'm going to tell you about how you can get involved and do the same as well, if you like to. So guys, if you do want to get involved, this is the website right here. I'll leave it hopefully behind the I button, but of course it will also be in the description and the first line in the pinned comment. This is what you do. Look, every $1 is one less pound of trash in the ocean. Let's say you want to donate just $1. That's still a solid amount. Genuinely, every little helps. You go in here, type in $1, click next, you enter your details. This is where it's important. Do whatever you want here, 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 and here. Team name, it has to be this. Of course, type in Redditor, and that will mean that every person's donation that is under the team name Redditor will show up together so we can see as a collective how much money we've raised. Pretty cool, right? So look, if you come in here and you type in Redditor up here on the leaderboard donor search, you can see we have one donation under the team name Redditor, Reddit Gang Unite, only me. But hey, let's try and get as many as we can. Trust me, it's such a worthy cause. And I also really love when YouTubers do this sort of thing. It just makes me want to donate even more to such a worthy cause that, you know, these guys are doing selflessly. So yeah, let's get behind them. If you haven't already donated, it's an amazing thing to donate to. I've done it myself. Get in the mix. Links down below. Alternatively, guys, if you're watching on YouTube, you can check out the fundraiser that is linked somewhere on screen right now, maybe over here or down here. It's green, fundraiser. It says hashtag Team C's. Click on that. You can donate through that as well, and it'll work just the same way. Right then, now for our second story of today's episode. Oh, you want him to clean up your mess? Allow me. A thing just happened that I'm unable to write about yet. But the encounter involved a woman I could have sworn I'd seen at the dog park before, and couldn't recall when. I just connected the dots and recalled where I'd seen her before, and here we are. At my dog park, people tend to come at the same times, meaning if you keep going at the same time, you'll get to know the regulars. One of the regulars is named Frankie, and he comes to the park every morning at 8 a.m. with the queen of the dog park, a retired racing greyhound named Lady. She serves as a greeter to all humans, breaks up scuffles before they can escalate, and scares off marauding motorcycles, muscle cars, and big rig trucks. Thing about Frankie is, he's old, like mid-80s old. As such, he's got age-related health issues, which includes arthritis in his back and knees. After watching him slowly and painfully shamble over to wherever Lady took a dump to clean up the mess, I decided I'd do him a solid and take over bagging for him whenever I was able. One morning in particular, there was a new woman in the park with a super adorable German Shepherd puppy. Like, still puppy-sized, but with ears that could probably get decent satellite reception. All the dog parents are chatting and monitoring the dogs playing, and I see Lady taking a dump. When I noticed, I asked Frankie for a bag, and then bagged the evidence and gave it to him. The park has dumb rules about carry in, carry out, but I digress. I resume chatting with the other dog parents, and occasionally throwing the ball for my floof, when out of nowhere, a manicured hand clutching a poop bag appears in front of my face, accompanied by a woman's voice saying, "Here." I grab this random gift and look around for my dog, figuring someone's being an idiot about telling me that my dog took a poop when he was outside my line of sight. I ask where my dog pooped and try to give the bag back, turning to look at the woman since I've got my own bags. Now, she's a little bit older than me, but still perfectly physically sound. This woman says, "Oh, no, your dog didn't poop. Tucker made a stinky over that direction," and accompanies this breathtaking display of entitlement with an idle hand wave in a vague direction. Now, I'm still not getting the picture here, so I continue holding the bag out and ask who Tucker is. She indignantly informs me that Tucker is that puppy over there, and I bagged Frankie's mess, so I should bag hers. My knee-jerk reaction would have been, "How about no?" But I suppressed it in time and gently informed the woman that I only do that because he's a friend of mine. And well, shouldn't be bending over to bag poops anyway. Meaning no offense, but you're perfectly capable of cleaning up after your puppy, and I've got no interest in doing it for you. You could see the frown on her face evolve into a thundercloud and began threatening to erupt. I had a mental bet with myself, going on whether she would claim she's too busy, or if she'd just go for old reliable and start spouting off about young people lacking respect, despite me being maybe 5 years younger than her. Before she can get herself worked up into a proper tantrum, Frankie starts doing that cackle that's unique to old men. You know the one I'm talking about, I hope. The same sound that emits from Grandpa after he's found a grandchild who is foolish enough to actually pull his finger. As he's cackling, he's levering himself out of the lawn chair he presides over the dog park from and limps over to snatch the bag from my hand. He says I've helped him out enough. Time for him to help me. Then he makes his way over to wherever it was that Tucker left his stinky. The whole time, you can practically hear his bones creaking. He's hobbling and limping and quite clearly in some pain from doing this. He arrives at the scene of the crime and then slowly, painfully, creakily, did I mention slowly, bends down and bags the surprisingly large turd Tucker left. He then shambles back down towards the group with the biggest poop-eating grin on his face and holds the brown gold out to the woman and says,
Here you go.
By this point, the woman's face is bright red from mortification, and she snatches the bag from Frankie and scurries off to scoop up her puppy and flee the scene. By the time Frankie's maneuvered his old bones back into his throne, the woman has burned out of the parking lot and off into the distance. Italian Alice, named such because there's two women named Alice who have dogs from the same litter, which are effectively identical. They look fairly similar too, and woe betide the poor soul who confuses Italian Alice with Greek Alice, looks at Frankie and says, "You sandbagging son of a gun. I know you're old, but you're not that old." He starts cackling again and says, "I know that, you know that, but she didn't know that." My word, where do you live, honestly, where this Karen thought that there would be some sort of staff member going around a local park picking up people's dog poo? Seriously? Like, I don't think that happens anywhere in the world. Literally. So for her to expect it to happen in a local park, how stupid can you be? I've got to say though, big Frankie, big fan of you. You sound like an absolute legend, mate. And also, yeah, he's definitely sandbagging. Of course he's old and probably isn't the best idea to bend down and stuff, but making the most out of it and attempt to make this woman feel as bad as possible, I love it. And you know what? It serves her right for being an absolute clown.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now for our third post of this video. Entitled Mum Throws Trash When I Refuse to Let Her Son Ride in My Car. Now guys, this one actually took place over 2 years ago, so a little bit of a throwback. Yesterday, I was asked to drive my car in a little Easter Bunny parade that went past the homes of children in the community with disabilities. The point of this was to bring a little happiness without getting close, let alone touching. I wasn't there to give rides, we were very clear about this point. The car in question is my very loved 1979 Corvette C3, that my son and I have been taking pride in restoring. She's loud, fun, and very delicate in places due to age. The passenger side door does not lock at the moment, and I had the T-tops off. There are 5 cars in our little parade. I'm third, right in front of the truck with the guy in the bunny suit. We were going to drive past 7 homes in the community. Most were sitting outside enjoying the sunshine when we came by and waved, laughing at us. We'd stop for a minute and move on to the next address. It was fun. Until we pulled up to Karen's house, and her 3 kids ran up to the bunny truck and tried to climb in the back. They were all screaming for candy, which we didn't have. After several minutes of all of us yelling at Karen to get her kids, they backed up, making unhappy noises and complaining. I noticed the boy of about 11 to 12 looking at my car, and then he walked over. "Hey, I like your car." He put his hands on the door. "Thank you. Do you remember what we just said? No getting close because people are sick." He didn't move. "Okay, I need you to move away from my car." He didn't. "I want a ride. Can I have a ride? My mum says that no one is sick. I want a ride." He starts trying to get the door open, which isn't easy in that car, as the mechanism needs work and you have to push in from the top and pull. He gets frustrated and kicks the door panel. "Hey, knock it off. Do not kick my car." But he kicks the door again and starts whining that he's bored and wants a ride. "No way. I'm not giving you a ride." He then tries yanking on the door again, then walks over to his mother. He pulls her over to my car. "My son wants to ride with you. Open the door." "I don't want anyone riding in my car, pandemic or not, let alone a kid that just kicked my dang door. Move him away." "I'll stop being a dog and just let him sit beside you for a minute. It's not like I'm telling you to let him drive. He's not old enough yet." She tries the handle and the door clicks open. I grab the handle inside and slam it back closed. "Get away from my car. Do not open the door again." "Come here, kid." She picks up her brat and tries to lift him into my car through the open tops. His feet walk up the door, but he doesn't make it in before his mum slips and they both fall backwards. Naturally, it's my fault this happens. She gets herself up and starts screaming curses at me, which alerts the others, and her, I assume, husband, who comes over. "Hey, what's going on?" "Sir, would you please get these two away from my car before they cause any damage? I do not want this kid to ride with me." The mum then says something I don't understand. "Son, go back to the house now."
"What? He just wants a ride."
But she and her son finally walk away. "I'm sorry about that, Mom. She gets an idea and she just can't let go of it. It's okay, as long as my car isn't damaged." He nods and walks off. This exchange only took about 5 minutes or so, and we were all ready to leave for the next house. As I was pulling away, something fell into the seat beside me. An empty can. The entitled mum was digging trash out of her trash can and was throwing it at me. What the heck is wrong with people?
So yeah, guys, if you were wondering how this story was relating to, you know, dumping trash and picking up waste, like the whole point of this video, there you go. Just a little line at the end. To make yourself look even more petty and annoying, just start chucking your rubbish into someone else's car. Unbelievable. So guys, that is going to do it for this video. I really hope you have enjoyed it. Bit of a special one today. Before you click off though, please do go and click either on the fundraiser down below this video or on the top line of the description and the pinned comment. The link to Team C's is right there. Remember, if you do donate, obviously no pressure, you don't have to. It'd be great if you did. And if you do, put your team name as Redditor so we can all, you know, see how much we've donated together and how much we've raised. It'd be pretty cool. Go and do it. You be a good lad. See you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.